This is Vatican Radio and I am Lydia O'Kane. In the US, rain helped firefighters douse Colorado's most destructive wildfire in state history, while a new blaze in California forced evacuations and threatened homes on Monday near Yosemite National Park. Investigators believed Colorado's Black Forest fire was human-caused and were going through the charred remains of homes destroyed and damaged in it last week. Even though the fire was mostly contained and more evacuation orders were being lifted last night, officials were not letting victims back into the worst-hit area because it was being treated as a possible crime scene. I spoke to the Vicar General of the Diocese of Colorado Springs, Monsignor Robert Yeager, about how the church is helping those affected.
Well, first of all, last year we had the Waldo Canyon fire, which burned 240 homes and a few thousand acres. This year's fire, again, people in the community, I think, are better prepared as far as response and the people who've stepped up to help. The local fire departments and coordination was a little better for this fire, and the community is prepared because we had, unfortunately, a practice last year, so people responded immediately with as much firefighting equipment and people and personnel, and included helicopters, C-130 aircraft from the Air Force and the Fort Carson area, from military services and helicopters, so they dumped water and slurry stuff on the fire retardant so that it would put out. Catholic Charities and the diocese has responded by we cooked meals for people on the fire lines. A couple of our parish churches were affected. Our Lady of the Pines, which is in the Black Forest area, which is where this fire is, was most of the parishioners and most of the homes around the church were evacuated. The church itself was not damaged other than smoke, but they were unable to have mass this weekend in that parish, so one of the neighboring parishes, of course, helped them out. Parishes in general, like even my own parish, the parish I'm at, St. Paul, we're taking up a collection next weekend to help and assist fire victims, as is the diocese and Catholic Charities doing the same thing. We've put out a call to everybody to help in any way, shape, or form that they can. So thousands of volunteers from local parish communities and the community itself have stepped up to do as much and all that they can, primarily over the last week, making meals for firefighters, people on the front lines, establishing shelters for people displaced from their homes in local schools and the local vicinity. Some people went to hotels and friends, but those who didn't have a place to go were sheltered in the local area, and so we made meals, and the community picked up meals. Grocery stores, other institutions gave blankets and cots and food supplies, milk, bread, eggs, anything they could. People have stepped up all over the community to help out in any way, shape, or form that they can.
It's been said that even in the worst circumstances can bring out the best in people, can bring out people's real sense of Christianity. Is that what you've been seeing around at the moment?
Most definitely. I think we are certainly more acutely aware of fire because of last year's horrific fire and recognizing the damage and the difficulties that it causes people. People have lost everything that they've ever had. Certainly they had their lives. But, when you lose all of your earthly possessions and some things that are close to you, but it has brought the community together. It's wonderful to see people really responding as Christ would ask us all to do, to reach out to our brothers and sisters and to offer any kind of assistance that we can. And it's across the board, all denominations. This isn't a faith issue. This is an issue about humanity, helping humanity, but it's nice to see that people are responding.
You were talking about the material help that has been given by the church and by people in general, but is it a case that sometimes people, because maybe they have lost their home, need emotional support?
We've also provided that. We have local counselors and we have Stephen Ministries programs and a variety of church personnel have stepped up to do that through Catholic Charities and the, as I said, the local parishes that have responded to the, in particular to the two parishes that one was almost completely evacuated, the other was pre-evacuation, but people have stepped up to offer any kind of spiritual help, any kind of counseling that people needed. There are people, and in the community in general, again, from last year's experience, to have people on site at places of shelter immediately who can do some grief counseling and some just mental health counseling to offer people direction and help them through this difficult time in their life. Everybody stepped up. So the church is doing it, Catholic Charities most especially in our diocese and parishes of all volunteered and gone overboard to assist in any way, shape, or form that they can.
I'd say at this stage everybody's just praying for rain.
We've had a couple of good days of rain. The fire is about 70-75% contained. Primarily what they're doing is sort of a mop-up operation. There are still hot spots that the almost 400 ground people will stay at work doing. The last 2 days of some rain, we did have some lightning, some other little small strikes, but no major fires. And they have not lost any additional acreage. There are about 15,500 acres been lost in this particular fire. Close to 500 homes, 479 homes, 480 homes totally destroyed, about 18 partially burned. But, you know, it's affected a lot of people, thousands and thousands of people. So the fire department will stay on scene. All of the first responders will stay on scene until they are assured that the fire is 100% contained, meaning that the hot spots are out and that it's safe to be there. There's still two people, unfortunately, died in this particular fire, so there's still some investigations going on as to, you know, the loss of their life. Plus, how did the fire start? They investigate. It may have been a lightning strike. I don't know where they are in their investigation, but they'll make sure that they determine the exact cause of the fire, which, of course, takes time because there's a lot of chaos and a lot of things going on right now, but it'll take them some time to go through that investigation to make sure they know what caused the fire, and if it's a human cause or another cause, they want to certainly figure out who and why. But Mother Nature being probably the primary source, there's not a lot we can do about it, but just make ourselves prepared by mitigation, cutting trees back, cutting back underbrush. Neighborhood watches have been formed since last year, not that we didn't have them before, but we're more diligent about being aware of the fact that there's a lot of fire danger in our state because of it's a beautiful state. There's a lot here, but because of a lot of nature and trees and mountains, it makes it difficult to fight some fires. This fire was easier to fight this year than last year's fire because it's more flat land. Last year's was a hilly terrain. But so we're grateful to God for the rain, for sure.